Yes.
What you said about people getting interested seems to be very important, because you define being human in certain terms like equality and entering into the interrelations between people. But when the children go out into the world, what they're going to find are dominant moral ideas are those of inquisitiveness and contentiveness. Which doesn't, this is a different sort of morality. This is a morality at the moment.
Oh, it's not a morality at all. It's just greed, really, if you reduce it to moral terms. I hope you don't mean that we ought to be teaching our children to be successfully acquisitive and competitive.
Why shouldn't we? This greed is a moral concept, and if it's a dominant moral concept, it's a good one.
Yes, well, if you like, I don't think that that is compatible with education. And I don't think a teacher should worship, to quote D.H. Lawrence again, the bitch goddess success. You're not trying to make people successful. That's not your job as teachers. Not even successful in examinations. That doesn't matter. How people get on in life, the kind of life that we live as individuals, has nothing to do with success or failure, within very wide limits. A man who is thoroughly successful, say in business, and makes himself into a millionaire, usually makes himself into an inhuman old grump in the process. And he's to be pitied, rather, than admired. One of the things I should want to teach children, in a way, is just that. They let themselves be run away with by this attempt to get on top all the time, especially to be a success in the worldly sense. They are, in fact, making a mess of their lives from the beginning.
As things stand, they're going to feel bad if they don't compete in the
world's terms. Yeah. Well, I used to deal with that. I mean, with my students, I used to say, look here, don't think of examinations. We'll deal with that a fortnight before they come up. If you really get interested in the stuff you're doing for its own sake, and do your job reasonably satisfactory in terms of the kind of thing that we've laid out for you, you have no difficulty with the examinations. What matters, you see, is not, in fact, the success or the failure, but the attitude of mind which is created. If you get in children and in students, as I've seen so often, this concentration upon getting through the examination, it becomes almost impossible to educate them. And teaching them to get through the examination is something that you can't do, except by, you can teach certain tricks of the trade. How to bluff an examiner, it's very easy, unless he's a very experienced one. But one of the things, you see, that you're trying to do with your children is to teach them the priorities and balance, to hold a balance between what is important and what is not important. And actually it isn't very important from the point of view of human life that they should come top in the examination. And if the examination is one that which they fail in, even if they've done reasonably, done their work, then there's something wrong with the examination, or that particular child shouldn't be there, should be somewhere else.
But you say that actually it isn't very important, but still, in fact, they will be made to feel all through their lives that it's very important.
Well, then their education has been neglected.
You see, what
I'd say that's just a very nice case of a person who has been improperly educated. He hasn't learned what is really important in life and what is less important. Anybody who worships success like that hasn't been properly educated.